Now, the other thing is you go back and you look at these kids when they come back, and you've got doctors and lawyers and nuclear scientists, and you look back and say, Coach, I want to thank you. You really turned my life around. And you're overwhelmed. You know, probably that's a little bit more important than shooting a basketball into a peach basket. I mean, those are the kind of things that will live with you. And the second thing, Henry, they can never take them away from you. They can never take those feelings away from you.
What did you learn specifically, heart to heart? How did you receive leadership from the great Henry Sanchez?
Henry ran things a little different than I did. Henry was the man in charge. I mean, you weren't going to do anything in Bernalillo unless Henry wanted you to. But in coaching with Henry, we used to do a lot of basketball trips in the summertime. Mm-hmm. So we'd travel and we'd be in Raton in our room just talking about the different philosophies and the different things that people did and how to build a program. I am convinced that you beat people with a program. You don't beat them with a one-time team. And that's the way I wanted to build a program. Mm-hmm. Because it's from the foundation up, and it's not weak. And once we started winning a little bit, we had so many kids trying to get in Pius, it was scary. And then, you know, and then all the bad-mouthing starts. Well, you're recruiting. Really? Okay. Really? Wow.
How about your faith? Fun-loving guy, hard worker. No one is funnier. Nobody has more fun than Lincoln Galassini. Great leader. But you always wear your faith on that big heart of yours, on your sleeve, on your face. It's obvious that you've got great faith.
You know, my mom and dad died when I was very young. And the biggest loss I've ever had in my life was my dad never got to see me play when I was 10 years old, or Little League, or anything. My faith has been tested, I can assure you. But the most important thing is, like I told you, mm-hmm. it's between me and the Lord. I taught at Catholic schools, I've been in Catholic schools, and one thing I learned is that, you know, I know what right and wrong is. And that's how I just try to run things. I know what right and wrong is, and do the right thing every time. And then at night, you know, in the evening, you sit down with the Lord and you say, you know what, I didn't have a very good day today, I'm sorry, but I did this pretty good, and please help me to be better. Well, that's all you can do is try to be better. But, I mean, that's what I think every person has to do, is be able to look at themselves in the mirror, say, you know what, probably tomorrow we need to work a little harder at things, and not enjoy making someone miserable, not enjoy stealing from somebody, and those are all wrong. You can't do those things.
Coach, what's your advice to young parents today on how to guide their children? These are different times when you and I are playing ball out at Headingley Park. What's your advice to young parents today on how to make their children strong in our society?
Be consistent. You have to be consistent to your kids. The rules can't change every other day. These are the rules. Does everybody understand the rules? Did you hear me? Did everybody understand what our rules are? And then you stay consistent with the rules. We, for some reason, as parents, a lot of young parents today, they're so horrified that their kids are, I don't want my kid to hate me. Your kid doesn't need you as a friend. He's got thousands of friends. He needs a parent. He needs somebody that's going to say, stop. We ain't doing that, partner. And the consistency is you can be a consistent jerk every day, but be consistent. If everybody knows that Henry T. is going to be a jerk every day, we can live with that. We know how tough he is. But you can't come in one day and be nice and then hate me and then be nice and all that. I am convinced that when Joel was young, and we had just that simple rule, consistency. And I would never do anything to embarrass him. And, well, I embarrassed him a few times. You know, they used to make me the
a chaperone at the freshman dance, and I'd be out there dancing, and my son would be trying to hide some ways. But yeah, I think consistency is the key word. Consistency and love.
Do you feel like talking about your present situation to your thousands of friends out there today?
Well, Henry, with the news that I've picked up today, yeah, I really do. On Easter Saturday night, I got up to go to the bathroom. It was 11:30. I got to the bathroom, and my legs turned into jello. So the telephone was on the bed, so I had to crawl back to get the phone to call for help. Well, it was maybe 15 feet. I got the phone at 7:40 in the morning. I spent 8 hours on the floor trying to crawl and roll and do this, tried to get that phone. Well, you can't imagine the stuff that goes through your mind when you're saying, dude, I can't do this. So now I got a choice. I can quit or I can gut it out. Well, we gutted it out. Now, they rushed me to the hospital and they took 3 MRIs. And the last MRI they took, they found 3 spots on my spinal cord, tumors, and they started burning them right away. So I went through 10 days of radiation, but they said, that's not the host. That's not where it's coming from. We've got to find out where it's coming from. Well, they found an inch and a half spot on my lungs, and they went in and took a biopsy, and the doctor called me today and told me that it's some kind of cancer. He had a special name for it, but it's the one that they were praying to God it was, because they have so many new procedures and a way to treat it. He said, this is great. You're going to just be a test tube baby for us, because we're going to try no chemotherapy, no more radiation. Just they have this process that my son called me, and he was so excited, and I really was too, because if it was really, really a bad lung deal, you know, they have to go in there and use chemo and all that. And he said, no, this is great. We'll knock this right out. So now I'm in rehab because basically I don't have any use of my legs. And so the first part of rehab is to teach you how to exist with a wheelchair and wash your hair and go to the bathroom. And we take all that so easily, because I'm going to tell you, when your whole life changes in about 13 seconds, you're not ready for that. And it takes a couple of days for you to start looking at things and saying, okay, I've got to learn how to do this. I've got to learn how to do that. And it sometimes it'll be overwhelming. It really can. But, I mean, the people that have come in here and at Prez and those places, I mean, they won't let you quit. These are guys that you screamed at, that you blew whistles at, that you made them run till they couldn't even stand up anymore. Now, you think they're going to let me quit? No, there's not a chance.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah. Coach, what a blessing to be here today with you. As we say, so long for the moment, it's been such a privilege to be here with you today. When I reflect back on my relationship from the good old days to the present days with Coach Galassini, all I can do is impulsively say, I love you, Coach.
I love you, Henry.
God bless you.
Thank you, sir.